Good morning, everyone. This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Femi O'Kay. Navy SEAL snipers rescued an American cargo ship captain unharmed in a dramatic rescue yesterday that killed three Somali pirates and ended a five-day standoff between the U.S. naval forces and the pirates. The situation isn't over, though. Here's Rear Admiral Richard Gernon, the president of the Massachusetts Maritime Academy. He says that he expects the number of pirate attacks to increase.
The pirates have a great business model that works for them. Seize ships, get ransom, make millions. As an international community, we have got to stop that.
We're joined now by the New York Times reporter Scott Shane. Scott, you've been reporting on this story all weekend. Can you get us up to date with what's happened to Captain Richard Phillips?
Richard Phillips was tied up on this lifeboat. When the Navy SEALs, using night vision equipment on Sunday night, saw one of the pirates pointing an AK-47 at Phillips' back, the order was given to go ahead and try to take out the pirates to save him. And three shots were fired by Navy SEAL snipers. One shot each killed the three pirates instantly, and then commandos came aboard, untied Phillips, and took him off the lifeboat onto the destroyer USS Bainbridge that had been following the lifeboat, and actually on Sunday was actually towing the lifeboat because the lifeboat had run out of fuel.
Now, what's going to happen to his ship? It's currently anchored off the coast of Kenya in Mombasa Port.
Well, I believe it's going to go ahead and deliver its cargo, much of which was food aid, and it will go about its business. But, of course, the problem of piracy off the coast of Somalia is just getting worse. The Somali fishermen, if they're lucky, might make $50 a month from fishing. They know the water and they know the seas, and there's a lot of commercial traffic, and they can sometimes make thousands or tens of thousands of dollars in a month from piracy.
Captain Richard Phillips got a lot of attention because he was seized on an all-American ship. He is an American. The world and the U.S. were watching, but there are many more hostages actually being held by Somali pirates. Can you tell us a little bit about them, at least the numbers?
Yes. By some accounts, the numbers vary a bit, but there are at least a dozen ships being held currently in that area, with somewhere over 200 hostages. Most of them, I think the single largest group is Filipinos, but there are people from several European countries on the crews of these ships. And I was told yesterday that in Europe there was some astonishment that that one American being held hostage had attracted the world's attention in a way that all these other folks had not.
President Obama says that he is going to take some kind of action. Just as we wrap up here, have you got any idea what that might be?
Well, it's a really tough problem because it's a huge area and it's impossible to deploy enough naval vessels to deter this. So I think but there are cases, for example, in the Moluccan Strait off of Indonesia, there was a terrible piracy problem in the 90s, and a combination of radar and more patrols and even overhead drones eventually brought that problem to a close.
Scott Shane, New York Times reporter, thanks for joining us from Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.